And one thing I want to talk about Vladimir Putin, because the things that you've seen in the world, I've talked about Putin a number of times. I remember I went to Facebook during the first Trump election cycle, and I had mentioned that Vladimir Putin was the only noble leader on the world stage. Imagine what that created. The simple fact is Vladimir Putin's been fighting this cabal for 20 years by himself. Whenever we had Trump and Gore handling this, the fall of the Soviet Union and then the acquisition of all the nuclear weapons throughout all of these Soviet satellite countries, making a deal with Russia that if they helped us secure these nukes in all these satellite countries when the wall fell, that we would have a number of guarantees. Number one, we would promise we would never push NATO to the borders of Russia. Number two, we would bring IMF funds in, your money, of course, taxpayer money, in to help them establish a democracy. So two things that happened were we pushed NATO right to their border. We've been screwing Russia over for decades and decades and decades. Vladimir Putin, people say, well, he was KGB. Really? George H.W. Bush was a president, a war criminal, a Kennedy assassin organizer, taken down for treason. And he was a president of the United States. Vladimir Putin's an attorney. He's never violated international law. He's never violated international law, while our leaders, controlled by the Khazarian Mafia, have violated international law as long as we've been alive. So Putin was brought into a room of these oligarchs, the 20 people that billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. cash flowed into their bank accounts because Clinton put Al Gore in charge of distributing IMF funds to help establish democracy in China or in Russia. So what happened? What normally happens, they skimmed off the top. Gore got his, Clinton got his, all the other players got theirs, the oligarchs got theirs. So under Yeltsin, who was a perpetual drunk and was useless, he was a cabal puppet in on the whole thing. Then Vladimir Putin's going to run for president of the United States or president of Russia, the new Russian Federation. These oligarchs get him in a room, in a conference room, and they tell him, look, you're never going to be president. He said, well, we'll see about that. He became president, and he took them all down. Using the Constitution, Russian Constitution, took them all down. He dismantled parts of the Constitution through their legislative body to take out all the landmines that were used against people. When he came into power, he goes up to Siberia, and I remember seeing a video, all these people just surrounding him, begging him, crying, please don't leave us, please save us, please help us. They're up there in these, it looked like a war-torn region, which it, you know, wasn't. It was just that's how decrepit it was. These flats and these buildings they lived in, they were starving to death. They were freezing to death. And I was watching him with these people. And you can see, if you have a sense or you have observational, abilities to focus and study on people, how they respond to other human beings, you can see most times who's good, who's bad. And I watched this and I could see this, and it was translated, of course, but he's telling them, I promise you, I'm coming back. I am not going to let you, I forget the word he used, but so he gets back into, I forget which port, there was 10 million tons of coal that was sitting there. And he instructed whoever, get that coal on those trains, get that to Siberia starting tomorrow. Get it moving. We can't, Mr. President. It belongs to whatever country, France or somebody. And they already paid for it. Said, I don't care. It's been here for a year. I'm not going to let another Russian starve to death or freeze to death. Get that on the trains and get it into Siberia. So he became a hero of the people. Since his time, go to Russia. I haven't been there, but I have a close friend of mine, Dr. Vladimir Zietzer, Z-E-E-T-S-E-R, in Encino, is a world-renowned foot and ankle surgeon. He did some things for me back when I was in Los Angeles coming, recovering from that catastrophic crash, and we became good friends, and he always shows me pictures when he's in Moscow. It's absolutely stunning. Their supermarkets make us the best supermarket, Whole Foods. It makes it look like a dumpster. They have palaces that they shop in. I mean, he brought the lifestyle and the standard of living of the Russians, which all you want to do is just be left alone. They want to just build the lifestyle of their people back up. Everybody thinks that again, this is all the bullshit from the left or the Kazarian mafia, Republicans, Democrats. Sean Hannity has no idea what he's talking about on this front. He keeps him calling him thug and all that bullshit. I don't know where how Sean falls there. He doesn't know. I guess he doesn't understand this, but Putin has not been trying to reacquire territory. They don't want the Soviet satellite countries back. They don't want the Union back. Why? Because all the countries that they had to offload were all the stands, Kazakhstan, Afghanistan. Go down through the list. All these welfare state countries, the radical Muslim countries that contribute nothing to society or nothing to the state, were nothing but an economic financial drain on this on the country. The reason it went into Afghanistan in the first place back in the 80s. For what reason? Because the radical Taliban faction or the government there, when Afghanistan, believe me, was relatively civilized at one time before the 80s happened. But Russia saw where they were headed. And most people are going to learn that Afghanistan was the reason they call George H.W. Bush deceased Poppy Bush isn't because he's for Papa. It's P-O-P-P-Y. Because his Clowns in America operation ran all of those poppy fields over there for the heroin trade. There were 8 hectares of heroin growing in Afghanistan when we go in the invasion. 2 years later, there's 84 hectares of poppy fields growing in Afghanistan with U.S. soldiers walking through them. The truth you're going to learn about world history is truly going to be shocking, folks. It's truly going to be shocking. Shocking. Anyways, Vladimir Putin spent the next decade and a half focusing on building their military capability to the point where they now could buzz with their MiG-29 or MiG-31 fighters, buzz the USS Donald Cook at 1,000 feet off starboard bow, 500 feet off the water, two MiGs flying by, and you can't get within 150 miles of U.S. warship. There are fighters in that carrier group that are off the deck, high pursuit, if you're not turning around. Or if they are coming in too close and there are no fighters, they're opening up those phalanx guns on them. Well, guess what? They buzzed that platform like they owned it. And the reason they could do that, because their electronic warfare capability is superior to what ours was. They just simply turned the entire system off. Props, all electronics, all tracking systems, radar. That thing was a dead duck in the water. And they were letting Obama know, we can sink your whole Navy and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. Just leave us alone. They've always made Putin a bad guy because you need a bad guy for the people to say, that's the bad guy. Ramp up defense spending. Build more weapons. Build more bases. Why? Cabal. Kazarian mafia makes money on all of it. Your money. Yours. A lot of things you're going to find out there. Talked about Angela Merkel. Talked about her being born in East Germany. Why? That's Hitler's daughter. Adolf Hitler's daughter. Adolf Hitler did not die. He died, but he died in Argentina. Some people say it's Brazil. Others say it's Argentina. I'd land in Argentina because a lot of those criminals ran to Argentina because Argentina is a nation that would take these scumbags back then, probably today too. So the world's not what you think it is, people. They talked about who Angela Merkel, her sister. You don't want to know who her sister is? Theresa May, former prime minister, just before Boris Yeltsin came in. You can see the fiction. See, they are able to eliminate history. That's what the Kazarian mafia has always been able to do. These people are tools of it, by the way. So pictures now, military intelligence can start pumping that stuff out and showing us who these people are. And there are others that are related, which we won't get into because it gets too far outside the boundaries. You'll say, well, that can't possibly be true because if you're telling me this over here, no way. You've got to bring this information to you slowly. And they're talking about that. You're going to wake up to some things. Who's the most evil man we know in world history that we know? Who's the one man, say, who's the most evil man in the world? What is the one name that you're going to just throw out? Everybody's going to throw them out. It's a name that they use to insult somebody else, another, you know, a president. Well, what if you just happened to find out that everything you've been taught about that one evil man is not true? What if it is a lie? Not saying it is, but I'm not saying it's not. What if it is not true? What if they can fabricate history, fabricate it, in a way for political and geopolitical means for them, for their interests? What if? What if? I think if the internet was alive back during World War II, you might see a different picture. They wouldn't be able to suppress that information. There are some very hard truths, folks, that are coming our way in this new world. And I'm going to tell you this. It's part of what we have to go through, because we have to heal from the psychological shock of the programming machine that has made a world full of clones and robots to believe, walk, talk, and do what it is that they want us to do so they can keep control and destroy humanity. When you get to hear the worst, or look at some of the worst of what you're going to see, the horror show, then you'll believe it and we'll get beyond it. We will then converge into a species that has a heart for our own species, and we will never want another human being to be abused or tortured or brutally sodomized or raped or trafficked or cannibalized or all these horrible things they do again. We'll be in a full-scale humanitarian rescue mission, whether it's your neighbor next door, whether it's somebody overseas, deep underground military bases. It's going to be generations of children that have never been above ground to see daylight, if they can bring them above ground, that are not prepared for it. It takes time. There's going to be people we're going to have to rescue. We're going to have to help bring them back. That's what the Great Awakening is. That's what the fifth dimension existence is going to be like. This transformation we're going to go through, we're going to start seeing the light. We're going to leave the darkness behind. It's part of the evolutionary biology of who we are, the spiritual biology, the cosmic evolution of all things. It's just where we're going. You can join it. You can hang back behind. You can resist it. It's all in your hands.